When the new year is just another day, but stats are important to life, you figure out new ways to blow them up and expand on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show.
This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whenever you are listening, it is always the perfect time. Hello, comfort killers. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Welcome to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show, where I, your host, continues to spill the beans in life and in business, giving you useful strategies, tips, and I shoot off from the hip. Before we go any further, I want to say Happy New Year. This is the first show of the new year. And it is an awesome show, and it turned out to be a very explosive value add to myself. But to all my comfort killers worldwide, just know that I checked the stats. I know who is listening. I know who is here. I just want you to know that I appreciate greatly your engagement. And for all those who are on the mailing list that receive my newsletter, thank you. If you're not on my mailing list yet, visit thecomfortkillers.com and subscribe. Lead me there. You could find me there. I pump out premium content for my mailing list subscribers. Just yesterday, I dropped an email blast to everyone that said, you know what? This is a give back. I'm going to have a meetup / mastermind right now, and the topic is procrastination in an hour. I gave them little to no time, really. And it was because I wanted to show you how to beat procrastination. Because we wait for the perfect time. We wait to be perfectionists. We wait for the quality to be just where it's at. We wait for all the tools and resources to just fall and be in alignment. And then it stops you, because by the time you wait for all of that stuff, for all of the preparedness, for all of the good things to happen, you just lose the enthusiasm. You lose the damn why you wanted to do it. And I say, I need it to go now. So I blasted my email list, and I also blasted my Facebook, my private Facebook group. And that group is growing right now. And I'm figuring out new ways to give premium content just to that Facebook group. But my mailing list is near and dear to me, and I treat these guys with power because they invested something. They gave me their email. You know what it is to get an email nowadays? You know, you don't want email. You don't want it. You don't even want to read it. You have so much email in your Gmail account. You know that. You know, it says delete. Google got smart. It just said, if you click all the check mark to select all, do you want to do all 8,000 emails? Do you want to just delete them? And you're like, yep. You didn't even get to it. Yep. So I know what it is. So it's very precious and sacred to get an email. I remember back in the day, man, I was on AOL, right? AOL, InfoSeek, and all that goodness. And, you know, when you've got mail. You were feeling great. Someone sent me something. The first thing you did was check your mail, right? And then you're like, you got mail. Wow, who sent me this mail? Oh, wow. And it was this excitement, because it was so new. You wanted this thing, and that was the way to feel included. And now you're like, man, don't even put my email on anything, okay? I want it to be a sacred box. When I go check my email and there's zero, there's really zero. There's not a million spam. So I get it, and I want to thank you guys for doing that. And if you haven't dropped in your email yet on my mailing list, please do so now. And the way to do it is go on thecomfortkillers.com. That's HQ, baby. That's home base. So this year you will hear who my sponsors are, because we're growing, we're expanding. That's the top of the line. I kind of told you that you want to expand, right? And that's what this show is about, with how to expand, how to get better from where you were. And I figured, I believe that I figured this nugget out in life where it helps people expand. So you will come to love them as your own, because I choose carefully and honestly, because I care about you. I care about my audience, care about my comfort killers. I care about my people, my family. You guys are my family. You guys listen to me, man. You could listen to anyone, but you choose to listen to Stacey Cross, the number one comfort killer, doing her thing. And it's because your journey to success is my journey to success, and vice versa. My journey to success is your journey to success. So I choose carefully, and moving into the new year, you kind of want to choose what you do wisely and with whom wisely. And you want to make sure that you're always on purpose. And the only way, and I believe wholeheartedly, your intuition, your own person, you, your individualism, you, okay? You can determine this by the way you feel. Your inner guidance system, your biological GPS will be like, you know what? That's danger over there, okay? I can't hang with you guys anymore, okay? There was a, let me tell you a quick story. And this story, I kind of never told anyone. I don't even think Siobhan heard the story. She's right over there, so we're going to kind of whisper it. No, but let me tell you the story. There was, you know, back in the day, man, we were just terrible. I was terrible. I was, you know, and most of it was because I was trying to fit in with a crowd that wasn't me. So, you know, hanging around in New York City, going clubbing, smoking, drinking, you know, popping off at the lip, quote unquote, popping off at the lip means that you're just shooting, you just want to fight, you're in an argument. And I was hanging around a group of people that really, you know, I went home and did other things. They went home and continued doing what they did, because at that time, I was influenced by, I wasn't being my own individual, I wasn't being my own person. So we would go out to New York City and I would be one of them. I would really be one of them. And, you know, and I made my own choices, so I'm not to blame them. I didn't have to be there. So this one particular night, we got home, we were driving away from the club in New York City, headed to Jersey. And of course, I was the one driving. I was the one with the car, right? You know, when you're the damn, when you're getting influenced, when you're the one with the car. Hey, stay. I'll pay for some gas. You know, maybe they didn't want to hang with me. They knew I was kind of different. But here's the story. So we're driving down, I believe it was 6th Ave, and down, or 7th, and then down one of the streets, down one of the side streets, there was a group of people, a crowd of people. And they were all hovered over. I guess someone got punched or knocked out. So being the type of people that we were, we wanted the excitement. We wanted to go see what's happening. We wanted to be included. We wanted the damn drama. Okay, you're surrounded. You want the drama. So a part of being the drama, oh, what's that down there? You reverse, you park, you find parking, and you want to go. So now you're a part of the drama. So I looked over, there was a gentleman on the ground, and they said that the boxer, the bouncer, I said boxer, the bouncer must have knocked this guy out, this kid, man, college student kid, okay, knocked him out. He is laid out flat in the middle of a New York City street. People are surrounding him, he's not moving, and, you know, the better intuition would have been, hey, who has called 911? Who has called the ambulance? What is going on? And even better is, you know what? They got it under control. I'm out of here, okay? I shouldn't even be here, okay? Because that's how things start. You're with a crowd. It's rowdy. It's noisy. It's loud. People are cursing. People are drunk. People are freaking acting stupid. And then that's how things happen. Riots happen like that. So then there was a young lady, and she was, you know, obviously probably a friend of his or a girlfriend, and she was concerned with him. So she's down on the ground with him. Oh my God, oh my God, someone, da, 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 da. And she's on the ground, and I'm watching my friend, okay? I'm watching my friend, and we're like, okay, we're just standing over this guy. And she goes and picks up the young girl's purse, all right? She picks it up, young girl's purse. She's so involved in what's happening with her friend, boyfriend, whatever, cousin, I don't know, that she didn't see that my quote-unquote friend walked away with her purse. We walked, we giggled, we giggled. We thought that it was the thing, right? I felt, you know, in the tunnel, driving back in the Holland Tunnel, and we're laughing, and I'm just like, okay, after the laughs are over, she had, like, only $30 in her purse. It wasn't like it was the big heist, okay? So what happened was, you know, she's like, I'm going to throw this shit outside the window. I'm going to throw it out the window. And I was like, you know what? No, just give it, just leave the purse with me. I'll discard of it. Okay. But she thought I was, oh, wow, Stacey, you're going to take care of it? Okay. Okay. And then I went home and I felt like crap. And I felt it all the way till the next day. And what I did, I went to the post office, this young lady's address, and I mailed her back everything. And I wrote a note. I wrote a note because I wasn't that type of person. And in that, under that influence, we tend to do things that we know is wrong for us. And I wrote her a note and I said, you know, I apologize. Okay. I apologize for this. Here's your stuff. Sent it back. About 2 weeks later, she sent me a card and said, thank you. Thank you so much. And that meant so much to me that I knew that I was on the wrong path. You know, and I was, you know, early, maybe freaking 21 or something. But it was, I still had my conscience about me. That's how I know I'm different. So how do you know you're different? How do you know that what you're doing just doesn't feel right? But how do you stop it before it gets to that point? And it goes with stats, okay? It goes with stats. And I know that story kind of probably took you guys to the left a bit. Look at Siobhan's face. How's your face, Siobhan? You didn't know? She didn't know that story. Told you. So what I've done and what I've become, and I paid for it. I paid for all the wrongs I've done. I paid. And sometimes when I was in the casino and I was just losing, and I was addicted and losing, I realized that it was a payback. I realized this, that it was a true payback. And I wasn't unable to get out of that era until it was fully paid off. Everyone that I've wronged, all the time I asked for money and never really needed it for that thing. And it's kind of, you're doing this crime thing, right? And I paid it back. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with going through the 9 years of just abuse of on myself, of addiction and gambling. So I appreciate that. So today, we're going to talk about stats and where you are right now. So what do you know about stats? That word used to scare the heck out of me because it meant I had to do work. I never took statistic class in my life and probably didn't because I avoided the work. The stats that I am interested in now is the stats I put on myself. Wouldn't it be fun to know exactly where you stand? Okay. Because if I had stats lined up in New York, I wouldn't even be in New York, okay? I wouldn't even be there. I wouldn't even be partying. I wouldn't be, hey, listen, let's go stop on that street, see what they're doing. Because I had stats. I had stats to live up to, okay? So wouldn't it be fun to know exactly where you stand? Let's take this podcast, for instance, right? Right now, we're hovering just below 13,000 for the year, downloads for 2016. It's not bad. But to me, that's not good at all, right? But that number is good because I have a stat. See, I want 50,000 a month. That's my goal. 50,000 downloads a month. It's not impossible. It's not impossible to do. I want 50,000 downloads a month. I am going to get 50,000 downloads a month. I have 50,000 downloads a month. So now I know where I am now. That's why in the beginning I said, I know who's listening. I know where you're from. Shout out to Asia. Shout out to Africa. Shout out to freaking London. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to you guys in California. Shout out to North Dakota. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to New York. Shout out to freaking Italy. Shout out to Bumbaye. Shout out to Alale. I know who's listening. But it's good that I know where I am now. Let's look up the word statistics. Why don't we? You remember? This is what we do here. We look up words. Let's try to find a deeper meaning meaning to it. So grab your Merriam. As I already said, if you don't have a hard copy Merriam-Webster, just jump online, merriam-webster.com, bookmark it, tell them I sent you there. This is what we do. Statistics is a collection of quantitative data. Easy breezy. That's what it is. It's a collection of quantitative data. But I'm into finding something deeper than that, okay? It's a number that represents a piece of information, such as information about how often something is done, how common something is, where you are at. A number that represents a piece of information. So a number is plotted. I plot monthly for my podcast, and I could see that I receive over 2,500 listens a month, okay? Now, if next month I drop to 2,100, and the month after that I drop to 1,800, and the month after that I drop again to 1,500, then now I have a downed trend stat. Okay, I have a trend now. Month over month I could be down, but now I have a trend. Okay? So that provides me now the action that, and the focus necessary to look from above and ask questions. What did I do over the course of four months that changed the 2,500 and dropped it down? Okay? I didn't promote on all channels, but that's maybe the answer. Or I just promoted on one, right? I failed to tell new people about the podcast, or my topics weren't that great. What is it? I'm trying to find the root cause of this drop, and so I could apply a formula to it. I need to get back to normal first. Okay? I am in a mode to get back to a solid 2,500 or better. What does this take? This takes doing more than, you know, even more than I did when I had 2,500 stat. Don't you understand that? When I had the 2,500 stat, all I needed to do was do the same things over and over to get that 2,500. Just do the same things over and over. Provide a good quality show. Promote it on all these areas. Make sure that people know about it. Tell a few people. If I had my stat right, I would know exactly what took me there to 2,500. See, but now I drop below, 4 months below, right? And I'm down to 1,200. I'm going to have to do even more than I've done to get back the 2,500 or more. I'm going to have to put in more. So how do you plot? I went way old school with this and went out and bought graph paper. People are going to be like, well, how did you plot it? How do you know a plot? See, it's you remember the X and Y axis. It's the easiest way to see where you are. That's your condition. What's going on? So you could look at it. You could observe. You could stand over it. Statistics don't lie, and neither does non-productivity. If you are trying to remain at killer levels in life and business, you're going to need to apply stats everywhere in your life. Want to lose weight? Get a scale. Some people are like, man, I want to lose weight. Never went on a scale. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know where you are? Okay? Because that's your first number. You can do an upside down scale. That's when you're at your weight and you want to get down to, you know, that other weight. So it's not like zero to 5,000. In a weight scale, you're going to put the top number, okay? The top number on the top, the where you're at, and then you go down where you need to go. So your chart, your graph is upside down. So take a look at that upside down graphs. Okay, so if you don't know, then you are in doubt, my friend. If you don't know where you are, you're in doubt. And doubt also is answering any question. Okay, what time did you go to bed last night? I think it was 10 or 11. Oh, you're in doubt. Okay, if you don't know, then you're in doubt. And not knowing exactly when you went to bed last night, you're in doubt. These are simple technology. Okay? How are you doing in such and such? How many calls did you make? How many emails did you send? How many times did you eat today? You'll be surprised when people don't even know how many times they ate today and what they ate. Everything should be answered cleanly by that you know. Okay, by that I mean that you know. Okay, so this morning I checked my weight. Siobhan was like, you better not be checking that thing every morning, every day. You're gonna freaking, you're gonna get upset. I'm like, man, I'd rather know. I'd rather know and work at what I know and knew what I did yesterday to either drive it up, drive it down, so I could continue doing it. I'd rather know. So jumping on that made me say, you know what? I got to put in more work. Hey, I got to head to the gym. I got to go to the gym. Hell no. So applying stats on yourself, you think like, oh my God, I don't even know where to start. Start with where you're at. Start with where you're at. That's a stat. Look at yesterday. What did you do yesterday? How many hours were spent doing this thing? How many hours were spent doing that thing? See, my comfort killers, you got to figure out that these things are hard, cold, confronting. Hard, cold, confronting, okay, is happening. And I want you to know that I appreciate if you do this, because now we're helping each other with our stats. So how many people are listening to me in Asia? How many people are listening to me in the U.S.? Okay, I checked the stats on that. Now, how could I build it up? Now this time, we could actually turn this thing and turn it into something and expand it. And that's how you expand. You have to know where you are. First, where you're trying to go. I told you 50,000 downloads a month is no joke. Okay? I have to scream out from the top of my lungs. This audio podcast may have to go to video on YouTube now. May have to go grab another 3 over there. I just plugged into Google Play to get it on there. I'm telling you to go like and share this thing into your network if you found value, so it could go to even more people. I'm going to expand it. I'm going to grow it. I'm going to build it, construct it, not destruct it, not do it. Not have something that's viable that you could use today and walk away with. Okay? What we do here is get uncomfortable. And stats get you hella uncomfortable. I am. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, find me on all my socials, all right? Stacey A. Cross on everything. Like I said, the VIP Facebook group it's closed. It's a closed group. There's going to be a fee. Okay, to get into this group, and we're gonna plot the fee in there shortly, probably within the next couple of months. But I'm building it now. I'm providing a free bi-monthly mastermind to those people in my Facebook group. All you have to do is type groups in Facebook, and it's The Comfort Killers. So it's facebook.com/groups/TheComfortKillers. Add yourself. We'll approve it now. A little later on, we're going to be sending you a PayPal payment, you know, because there's going to be so much value in that, where you could come in, you could talk. A lot of people are interested in my coaching, and my coaching, you know, Siobhan, I think we worked the numbers out, right? The coaching. Yeah. So we're working the numbers out. You could actually add me to coach with you, success coaching, addiction, life coaching, you know, honestly, I only really want to spend 3 months with you, Max. Like, I don't think after you spend 1 month with me, you'll be like, "Stay, I get it now." Okay, I only want to spend 3 months with you. I don't think you need a person to go with you full. They need to just get you off your ass. If you need someone to get you off your ass and put you in that direction, because you're gonna do it yourself. I can't hold your hand your entire life, bro. You need to get up. You need to get out. You need to get it done. But if you are interested in my coaching, Siobhan will send you over the information. But just tag yourself, because I have 1 hour of a discovery call where I want to learn your innermost desires. I want to learn where you're at. I want to put stats on you. I want to make sure that you get to where you want to go. And that you can find me at Calendly. Actually, let me give you this other one. It's thecomfortkillers.com/calendar. You do that, /calendar. You do /calendar, and you're going to get 3 options. One is the Get Uncomfortable Show. Nope. The other is a 30-minute call. That's just for people that wants to know about the Comfort Killers and what I'm doing. But the hour one, the one that says coaching, that's the one that you should be interested in. So click that, and then it comes right into my calendar, and then we'll set up the information. But pretty much it's a call, 1 hour call with me. And it's really all about you. So I want you to do whatever it takes, whatever is necessary. And what I mean by that is getting uncomfortable. You have to get uncomfortable. It's 2017, baby. If you made new goals, that means you gave up on your old goals. Keep those other goals there if you have not completed it. I just took one goal off of my goal sheet. I didn't go over in some new, oh my God, new goals for 2017. No, I kept my other ones that I didn't accomplish yet. They are, and I added some new ones. You understand? So make sure that you apply stats. If you want more information about this, email hello@thecomfortkillers.com. We'll set you up with some information. Right now, we have the t-shirts online, the staple t-shirts. That's going on. I have a webinar that's out right now. You can go to courses.thecomfortkillers.com. That webinar is how to get uncomfortable right now, 10 ways. In 10 ways. These are ways that I took. I did this webinar early, very early in my startup phase, and I, you know, totally unreasonable, crushing it. So that webinar just pretty much is a mirror of what I did to get totally uncomfortable for this business. So please jump on courses.thecomfortkillers.com. We're going to have the official three C's of change released on that platform as well. But right now you could check out these amazing videos. Sign yourself up to see the dates of the webinar on thecomfortkillers.com/webinar. That's a lot, right, Shiv?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of information. But to keep it real fresh with you, you can get me on all my socials, Stacey A. Cross on all of them, and thecomfortkillers.com, that is home base. Go out there, get uncomfortable, remain uncomfortable, stay uncomfortable, do things that are uncomfortable, think uncomfortable, live uncomfortable, dream uncomfortable, get up uncomfortable, drink coffee uncomfortable, drink water uncomfortable. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time.